The Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the Middle East begins on October 10th. During the meeting, a special program of events looking at the life of Christians in the Middle East will take place at the Pius X Hall just outside of the Vatican. The program for the series was released today at a press conference co-sponsored by the Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land. The former delegate of the Custody to Rome, Father David Maria Jaeger, told us what the main concerns are of Christians in the region on the eve of the Synod.
The Synod is one significant step forward in the renewal of the churches in the Middle East. Of course, religious freedom is always the top concern. The churches in the Middle East live and witness in societies in which other religions predominate, and the and learning on the part of everyone to live together on a basis of civil equality is an ongoing task. There is also, of course, the need to find ways to render testimony in a unified way among the different Catholic churches, and the urgency of ecumenical progress is felt in a particular way where Christians are a minority, sometimes a very small and beleaguered minority. Christ's command, or rather Christ's prayer that all be one, is never more keenly felt than in these circumstances.
People often talk about the Christian presence disappearing in the Middle East.
I think that a whole lot depends on whether there can be created peaceful conditions. Everything depends on advancing the peace. Christians and others, except that Christians normally have more of an opportunity to do so, emigrate in order to escape conditions of uncertainty, of war, of conflict, and often of economic hopelessness. It is these conditions that also advance or are used for the advance of fundamentalisms of various kinds, which make the presence and witness of Christians ever more difficult. In conditions of peace and security that are open to economic progress, there will also be more of a hope for the needed advance of democracy. Christians and the church need social and political contexts that are marked by democracy, by freedom, by human rights, of which religious freedom is, of course, both the basis and the highest point. So it is difficult to make any forecasts specifically for Christians apart from the general situation in the societies in which they live.